morning, David. How you doing?
All right, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. What do you know today?
It's a little bit chilly outside. Mm-hmm. The weather's changed again as we live in Kentucky. It was snowing on Monday, and, you know, it's a little different today. It's a little cooler, but you know what? Sunshine sure does feel good out there.
Yes.
When the days it has, you know, the sun has shown.
So. It's been a little breezy, but it's still the sunshine does feel good.
Yeah, you know, and lots of activity everywhere. You know, as my drive back and forth to Calhoun, you see lots of activity, folks spreading fertilizer and working ground in places and putting anhydrous down and spraying cornfields and burn down. So lots of activity going on the farm right now. So
it's amazing how quickly, and especially windy days, like we've had a couple of windy days, that pretty dries things up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it really does. It when that wind blows, it does, tends to dry things out pretty fast. So, you know, we just, you know, it looks like to me that another day or so we're going to be wet again. So folks are scrambling, trying to get everything done they possibly can. So,
is there much wheat planted up that way?
There is a little bit, Alan. It's a little bit, you know, that's probably not one of the major crops. Some of the ground's just not, it doesn't lay good enough to, you know, it has a tendency to get water on it, has a tendency to be kind of swampy, kind of, and I don't know if that's the correct term for it, but, you know, it's kind of a wet nature type soil, some of it is, and can get wet pretty quick. So, but there are some parts of McLean County that do have wheat and a little higher ground and that type thing.
That's what I wondered, how that was. So a little work getting done there, and I guess that's the main thing right now, folks trying to get it in before it rains, and that's pretty important.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're going to make mention real quick, we're going to have a cleanup pesticide training on March the 30th at 10 o'clock in the morning at the McLean County Extension Office. Anybody that needs that, well, be sure to, you know, to come and be there, and we're going to try to have one last cleanup, because, you know, every time you have a meeting, there will be somebody call the next day and say, hey, I didn't get to make it to that training. So we're going to try to have one more and get everybody cleaned up there for the season.
So you guys got some other things I know in the plants you're still working on too, some good stuff going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's a lot to do with the fair, and can't wait to make those announcements. We're going to make those announcements coming up here in the next few weeks, and we're real excited about it. Some new stuff that are coming down the pike, and you know, as old Chubby Dink you say in Jim Love, it's going to be big.
It's going to be big. That's right.
It truly is, and it'll involve the entire community and a lot of partners with that. So lots of good stuff going on down from that standpoint.
I think that's a good plan. And of course, you know, David, other things going on today. You talk about a huge event for agriculture today in Princeton.
Yep.
It's the groundbreaking of the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence. I mean, this is a project that's been talked about for a long time, and it's finally here to break that ground.
Yeah, you know, it's for many, many years, Alan, the research center has been the hub of things that go on in Western Kentucky from a standpoint of crop production and those type things. So I think this is just the next step up to make it even more so. And, you know, we can't wait to get it all done, obviously, but it's going to take a little time, and those growing pains are going to be a little tough. I think the soil testing and plant diagnostic labs will be kind of, you know, we'll just kind of have to see how those go, and it may be just a little disruption of service. We may have to send some samples to Lexington and in the meantime, which will take a little longer to get diagnosed and our soil testing. But you know, we're going to do the best we can, and we'll work with you and do everything we can. But I think when we get on the other side, Alan, it's going to be a lot better. So we're real excited about it.
I talked to Dr. Chad Lee the other day, and we were talking about the number of research opportunities. Allowed to have more graduate, more undergraduate students in Princeton to kind of feed back to the university. And he said, you know, it's amazing over the years, the work that's done in Princeton doesn't just benefit Western Kentucky farmers, benefit farmers all across the state and all across this region.
Yeah, and you know, and there's work that goes on there from a crop side, from a forage side, from a beef side, Alan, that really does affect people in other parts of the state. And you know, it's good to know that we're so close, to have that center so close to us, and it makes things real handy for us. And so you know, when we get it done, and when it gets done, it'll be real exciting to go over there and tour that and see all the different changes that they have made.
And I know Dr. Lee encourages everybody in agriculture, if you can make it today, they'd love to have you, because he said, you know, we have a lot of dignitaries coming on, but he said the real important people here are the folks in agriculture around West Kentucky who have said, hey, this is something we need, this is what will help us tremendously. And he says they want folks in agriculture, farmers and like, to be there today.
Yeah, you know, it's real important for, and Alan, we were talking about all this, and, you know, this is going on during National Ag Week, and the next couple of weeks is folks are kind of celebrating agriculture, but it's real important for us to tell our own story. And this is just another way for our farmers to show support for the university and for that grain center of excellence. And you know, those folks need to show up for that. And it's you know, if our farmers don't show up and show our legislators and other dignitaries that this is a very important cause, then you know, they don't look as favorably on it. But hopefully, you know, we'll have a big turnout today, and a lot of those folks will be there, and they'll see how important it is to us in agriculture. And you know, we need to be able to tell our own story, and and we don't need somebody that's sitting in a desk 150,000 miles away trying to tell our story. So you know, it's real important for us to be a part of that and take those opportunities with not only with UK, but also with Farm Bureau and other things that you know, we can do a better job telling our story.
Of course, you got a little free time this afternoon between 2 and 4:30, Celebrity Bagger Day in Hancock. I know you were there, you were a part of that in Cadiz for many years, but and they could all, I'm sure they could use a bagger.
You know, but it's hard to get in front of James anytime you're getting ready to do anything, you know. So, you know, but I'm going to let Graham kind of handle that from now on, and let him see if he can't get a partner like Stan Humphries. Stan Humphries, that time that he, and I don't know if a lot of people know this story, but Stan was politicking then.
And he was president of the Senate then?
Yeah, and we were down at CB, and we were talking, and, you know, I was bagging and he was talking to everybody and kind of kissing babies and doing all that and all those type things. And then he says, so a little lady came up with a loaf of bread. And he says, "Don't worry, David, I'll catch this." I said, "Okay, Stan." I've been working like a dog, you know. So Stan goes, so the lady puts it up there and the lady says, "What else for you?" Cashier did. And she said, "I need 20 bags of ice." So I was real tickled that he had to do that. It didn't bother me. I didn't go help him either. No, I didn't help him at all.
Got 20 bags of ice.
Yeah, so I was pretty tickled that lady came in. So he was a little more humble after that, Alan. He actually did get in there and do something after that.
Exactly. Again, but folks do stop by this afternoon. It's always a lot of fun, though, 2 to 4:30. Sure. Hancock's Paper Market. And we're doing it a little early because UK's on the air starting at 4:30 this afternoon.
So, yeah, you can't compete with them, for sure. We found that out several years ago, Alan, with the Ag Appreciation Dinner.
That's the reason we have an Ag Appreciation Dinner on Tuesday night.
That's right.
And typically have it the week before Agriculture Week because we want to stay away from University of Kentucky basketball conference.
That's right. Yeah, the attendance is usually not as well.
and people who not people who say, "Well, really?" I'm like, "Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the case.
Big effect on it. Absolutely,
that's the case."
And people, it'll be a great afternoon this afternoon. Right. And you know, I wish everybody well and hope everything goes good.
Sounds like a good plan. Well, listen, David, you have a safe week, and we'll see you again next week here. Okay.